It's Tuesday, March 11th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The governor's budget proposes over $1 billion for aging infrastructure. Representative Derek Van Orden asked DOGE to spare veterans and farmers from federal cuts. Marshall Clinic wants volunteers for a long-term cancer research study, and the DNR says you can help track black bear dens. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Governor Tony Evers unveils a capital budget he calls a critical step to addressing aging infrastructure. Bob Haig tells us more.
With a $4.3 billion price tag, the Democratic governor's proposal includes nearly $1.6 billion for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses and more than $493 million for costs of his previously announced plan to overhaul Wisconsin corrections. Evers warning putting off the projects could drive up final costs amid President Donald Trump's push for tariffs. But the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, quickly called the plan another example of Evers' irresponsible spending. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin congressman urges Elon Musk to spare veterans and farmers from federal cuts. Sean Maloney has a story.
3rd Congressional District Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says he spoke with the billionaire last week and that Musk assured him the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, will be more refined in its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. Van Orden says he'll raise farm and veterans issues when he meets with DOGE staff and that federal benefits to vets and farmers won't be interrupted. The Federal Department of Veteran Affairs employs almost 500,000 people, with more than 25% of them being veterans, and the Associated Press reported last week that there are plans to cut over 80,000 jobs at the department. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin Democratic Attorney General Josh Call is wading into the state Supreme Court race by renewing an old feud with conservative candidate Brad Schimmel. Call on Monday mentioned delays in testing sexual assault evidence kits when Schimmel was attorney general. Call ousted Schimmel from that post in the 2018 elections. Call relentlessly criticized Schimmel during the campaign for taking over 2 years to test about 4,000 kits. Call on Monday accused Schimmel of not paying attention to the project and declaring it completed prematurely while leaving hundreds of kits for his administration to finish testing. The Schimmel campaign said that he voluntarily took the initiative in leading the response to the untested kits. Volunteers are sought to participate in a long-term cancer research study with the National Cancer Institute and Marshfield Clinic Health System. The Connect for Cancer Prevention Study will have participants give samples every few years and answer online health surveys a few times a year. It aims to research factors that affect cancer risk, ways to prevent cancer, methods to detect it sooner, and improve health of cancer survivors. Marshfield is recruiting 11,000 people for the study between the ages of 30 and 70 with no personal history of cancer. At the Marshfield Clinic in Rice Lake, people can enroll in the study today and tomorrow, or on April 23rd and 24th from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. For more information on the study, go online to cancer.gov/connect-study. Help the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with black bear research. Ted Aylin takes a look.
The agency is asking the public to submit information about the location of black bear dens found across the state. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will help produce new estimates of reproductive rates within each bear management zone and better specify population models used to manage them. If you locate a den, you're asked to provide a photo and description of the den and its surrounding area and describe bear activity near the site. Keeping approximately 30 yards away from the den is advised for safety. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.